Jess Whittaker Tempting Fate Audition. What am I doing? She thinks. I need to leave. She doesn't. Of course she doesn't. She has another drink. Their smiles do not fade. Each of them is high on the other's company. And it's only as Gabby sips her third drink that she realizes Matt is talking, has been talking for quite some time, and she has no idea what he's saying. I'm drunk, she says suddenly, staring at the glass as she tries to focus, pushing it away and shaking her head as if to clear her thoughts. Matt raises his eyebrows. You haven't had that much. I know, I'm a total lightweight, she says. Drinking on an empty stomach has never been good for me. Or perhaps it's very good for you. Depends which way you look at it. Gabby snorts with laughter, then looks up at him through mascaraed eyelashes. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Because you, she says, wagging a finger at him, knowing she's had too much to drink and it's making her bold, knowing she would never dare say this when sober, are dangerous. Matt sits back, feigning dismay. Me? Me? Dangerous? I'm not the dangerous one. Once again, a slow smile spreads across his face. You're the dangerous one. I'm an old married woman, Gabby protests, able to say these words only because she doesn't feel like an old married woman at all. Knows she doesn't look like an old married woman. You're the sexy younger man flirting with a woman he can't have. Oh? Matt sits forward, leaning very close, as his lips brush her ear, a shiver runs through her entire body. Are you absolutely sure I'm flirting with a woman I can't have? His voice is a whisper of desire, and Gabby closes her eyes, her whole body on fire, knowing this is too much, this is more than she can handle. His hand on her knee, and it's as if it's burning through her skin. She can feel him in every bone, every fibre, every tendon of her body, and it's so delicious, so intoxicating, she wants to just sit like this forever, with his breath brushing her ear, his hand on her leg. But she's married, to a wonderful man. The thought of Elliot, of his face if he could see them, of his devastation if she was unfaithful, if he ever found out, is sobering. She opens her eyes to see Matt, his face inches from hers. A few seconds go by as they stare at each other, before Gabby shakes her head. Matt, I can't do this. I'm not the sort of woman. She stops. She doesn't know how to say this. I'm married. This feels like too much. I'm sorry. It's fine, he jumps back, his face filled with apology. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. I'm sorry. It's my fault. Oh, Matt, if I was 10 years younger and single... Her voice trails off. You're perfect exactly as you are, he says. You are, truly. He gives a wry smile. It's my bad luck that when I found the perfect woman, she's unavailable.
We can still be friends, Gabby says.
Absolutely, Matt says. Friends. He calls Gabby a cab while she mentally kicks herself. She did the right thing, of course she did the right thing. But he's slightly distant now. The playful flirtatiousness, the dangerous edge of earlier has gone. Gabby would do anything, anything to get it back. When the cab arrives and Matt has put his arms around her in a perfunctory hug, Gabby steps back, then moves forward again, taking his face gently in her hands. She opens her lips as she kisses him slowly, softly, moving back when she feels his tongue. No tongues. Just teasing. She needs to keep him wanting her. She needs to continue feeling as beautiful as he made her feel, and if that requires a tiny bit of teasing, so be it. This time she pulls back to see a smile of delight on his face. Friends? He whispers. Friends, she nods, climbing into the cab, her heart threatening to pound right out of her chest.